Oh, there you go, Aqua and Barbie Girl. Jan Brereton, good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
Mother and poet, I'm good. We were just talking about teenage love. And we were talking about mixtapes. And you were saying to me that you wrote a love letter to a boy around the corner.
Yeah, I did. Got this like a confession box in here, right? yeah, I wrote one love letter once. And I wrote it on the back of... We didn't have any fancy paper, but my brother had lovely wallpaper. So I cut a square out of that and I wrote a letter to this fella and sent it anonymously. And he figured out it was me because he was walking around past the house and we had the lights on and the curtains weren't drawn. So he was able to match up the wallpaper to the letter.
That's right.
That was it.
Great. Yeah. You're blushing.
Yeah, I know. Same colour as the wallpaper.
Yeah, looking, it's radio. So Jan is the author of Everybody is a Poem, Midlife and Rhymes. And we invited you in to reminisce about, you know, summer's past and your mother. So maybe we might talk a little bit about entertaining the children. That in itself, though, you know, entertaining the children. Like my parents never said those three words together.
No, like it just wasn't kind of in the job description.
No.
Sure it wasn't. I mean, we're probably the same kind of vintage. Yeah, no, like we entertained ourselves. We used to, you know, like you'd collect bees in jars and keep them as pets and, you know, wake up the next day. I'll just go down and see how Buzzy is, you know. Oh, he's hungry, and you'd put like a dandelion in and all. And like, yeah, you'd entertain yourself. But now it's like camps and all sorts of activities. And then trying to get tickets for them things as well is mad. Yeah.
And where are your children at?
Oh, my daughter is 14, just about to turn 15, and my son is 11.
Right.
Yeah, so I still have a little bit of the camp stuff with him. My daughter tends to kind of entertain herself these days. She's got a great social life. She's in and out and, you know, having coffee and being very sophisticated, which was not the way I was when I was in school. So when I was thinking about summer, the first thing that came to my head was... This is going to sound really weird now. A beer mat. I don't know if you ever did this. A beer mat attached to the back of my bike frame with a peg so that my bike would sound like it was a motorbike.
Yes, the clicky, 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 clicky.
And if you went real fast, it'd go... and like I'd fly around the street. That was like summer for me, you know. It was like, loud bikes with beer mats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Our back garden was big enough, but... It was completely wild, but there were little pathways worn in it where we would have run around it.
Yeah.
And in the summer, of course, the grass grew very high.
Yeah.
So you'd be playing cowboys and Indians or doctors and nurses or war or whatever like that. And then what you do is you would tie the grass across the pathway as a trap.
Okay.
You would know where it was. You'd get somebody to chase you. You'd jump over it and they'd trip.
Oh, my God. Imagine doing that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
And so we knocked fun out of nothing, really, didn't we?
Yeah. Nothing, tying grass together. here. You know, whatever about having, you know, like your lemonade and jam, I tied grass together. Ray, you were wild. You were wild.
Yeah. So, but you're entertaining yourself as well, because there's a lot of festivals on.
Yes, yeah.
Now, we'll get the plug out of the way because you are entertaining people yourself because you're appearing at festivals.
Yeah, I am, yeah. So the last time I talked to you, I did John Cooper Clarke and I was still on the buzz from that. And that was May. And June was just being at home and trying to get my head together and everything else. So this month, yeah, on Saturday, I'm doing the Rose Festival in St. Anne's. And on Tuesday next week, I'm reading as part of the Liberties Festival in Kevin Street Library. And I'm reading with two other female poets, Martina and Anna. And it's called Says She. And actually, the name came from my nana, and my family is kind of from the Liberties. And my nana used to say, says she to me and says I to her and all that. So it seemed nice. So it's three female voices from the city. And I love doing the live stuff. Like I love coming in chatting to you and reading stuff out for you and everything. But I love doing the live stuff. People, you know, they really kind of like get a bit of a buzz off the readings.
And you've written a new poem. Is it especially for us or for the festivals?
No, this is a new one I wrote. I knew I was coming in to see you and I said I'll put something down for Ray and it's inspired by... So yes, you can say you're my muse actually.
Right.
And it's inspired by the summer and it's inspired by all of this. You know, the information we're getting about being summer body ready and dad bod ready. What's a dad bod? Anyway, so here we go. Summer body ready. And in blanks it says, beep off. Every day our body's lovely. It doesn't need to have a season. It looks great in rain and thunderstorms when it's warm and when it's freezing. Your tracksuit body's perfect and your pyjama body's hot, because your body's only massive when it's dressed up and when it's not. So go on, enjoy the pizza, chips, white wine, spritzers and the beers. Don't be minding that summer body crap. Sure, there is no summer here.
That's the sad truth at the end.
Isn't it? Yeah.
But so back to entertaining you.
Yeah.
There's a lot of nostalgia type gigs coming up, is there?
Yeah, well, tonight I'm going to see Left Field. So I'm going to be reliving a bit of me rave past. And in September, I'm going to go and see the Stereo MCs, who I never got to see the first time around. Are you going to play me some Stereo
yeah,
MCs?
Yeah, you just keep talking. I'll DJ.
Really?
I'll
be the You're DJ. You're going to be the DJ. I love it. I thought I was a DJ as well when I was in college. I used to call myself, okay, get this, Dijan.
Dijan.
Yeah, like DJ yeah. AM.
Oh, yes. My DJ name was Le Freak Disco.
Le Freak Disco, I like that.
No, you don't. You don't.
I do. I definitely give you a spin.
I'm the one who's blushing now. Le Freak Disco.
Did you tell jokes in between the songs?
No, I didn't. I used to pretend the microphone was broken because I was so embarrassed by my own voice. That's the truth.
Really? I'm looking at you now.
Yeah, I know. Look at me now. So Stereo MCs. Right.
Stereo MCs. So I'll go to see them in September. And like this summer, I've gone to see I've been to see Jane's Addiction. So bands that actually I never got to see first time around, I'm going to see now as like a 50-year-old woman, nearly 50. And it's like a therapy to me, you know. And I know I've got poems about lipstick is my yoga and all that, but reliving all that, going to see live music. I love being on the stage reading out my poems, but being in the audience and receiving somebody giving out all that, it's my therapy.
Did you go to the festivals when you were younger? Would you have been at the Trip to Tip, for example?
I was at the Trip to Tip were you there in 1993?
I don't know, there was a big screen, I might have been on it.
Yeah, okay. So I went to that. My dad drove me and my best friend down to Tipperary because, you know, I don't even think there was probably a bus we could get down at the time. And I saw an Aked Man for the very first time in my life. It sticks with me forever. It was Iggy Pop.
Was he naked on stage?
He had like plastic kind of trousers on. It was a bit warm. And yeah, me and my friend Leslie were up the front. And, you know, like I've been a fan ever since. I was a fan anyway.
Of his music as well.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. But like the Trip to Tip, God, it was, you know, that was my first kind of festival outing. And there was no glamping or anything like that. Do you know?
It was rites of passage.
Definitely. Yeah. It really, really was. And we had like, you know, we all had our little tents and they were all like mad little things. And there was these, you know, these two north sides. Because like this is our first, like we were from Tala and there was these two fellas in the tent beside us were from the north side. And one of them was called Sticky because his second name was McGlue. And I've never forgotten that. His name was Sticky McGlue. I was like,
you've made that up.
No, I'm serious.
No, he made it up.
No,
Sticky
he was
McGlue.
From Sutton.
Right.
If he's out there, Sticky McGlue.
We have to find Sticky McGlue.
Yeah.
Listen, we've run out of time. That's your fault.
My fault, sorry.
Jan Brereton, and you're part of the St. Anne's Park Rose Festival this Saturday and then Liberty Festival 23rd of July. Great to see you and we'll be seeing you soon. And we've just played 5 seconds of this because you had this, you were going to play it out. We'll tease you with that. Now, Drive Time's on the way with Cormac. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening. The Radio Show on RTE Radio 1.